This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's shocking, says Secretary of State Tony Blinken. He says Belarus endangered lives, including some American lives, when it diverted a Ryanair flight flying between Greece and Lithuania to arrest a Belarusian opposition journalist. Belarusian flight controllers had warned the plane crew of an alleged bomb threat and ordered it to land. There were some Americans on board the plane. It's been almost a year now since George Floyd died. On Sunday, members of his family were among those who gathered in Minneapolis. Here's our Julie Walker.
Hundreds of people marched to the courthouse in Minneapolis where former officer Derek Chauvin was found guilty. Reverend Al Sharpton told the crowd protests matter.
If you put your knee on a man's neck for 9 minutes and 29 seconds, then we gonna come out and show that enough is enough.
At a rally in Brooklyn, New York, Floyd's brother Terrence said, keep the movement flourishing.
You keep my brother's name ringing, you're going to keep everybody else's name ringing. Breonna Taylor, Sean Bell.
And he says,
as long as we keep their names ringing, the face of justice will look like what it is now. Change.
I'm Julie Walker.
More than 12 people were shot during a concert in North Charleston, South Carolina over the weekend, including a 14-year-old girl who died, say police. They say it appears a fight broke out during the concert. Hard-hit India's now lost more than 300,000 people to the coronavirus. Our Charles de Ledesma's overseas.
The milestone, as recorded by India's health ministry, comes as slowed vaccine deliveries have marred the country's fight against the pandemic, forcing many to miss their shots, and a rare but fatal fungal infection affecting COVID-19 patients has worried doctors.
Here in the U.S., nearly half of Americans have gotten at least one COVID shot. This is AP News. Senator Rand Paul says he's skipping the COVID vaccine for now, but may reconsider. The AP's Shelley Adler has this.
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul says he won't be getting the COVID-19 vaccine, adding he might change his mind if people who previously got the virus are getting reinfected at a greater rate than those who are vaccinated. The Republican, on a podcast released Sunday on WABC Radio in New York, explained that he doesn't want the federal government ordering him around. Paul claimed that he has natural immunity after getting COVID-19 in March of 2020, but research suggests having the virus may not protect against getting infected again. I'm Shelley Adler.
Animal rights protesters blocked several McDonald's distribution sites in Britain over the weekend, trying to get McDonald's to commit to becoming fully plant-based by 2025. McDonald's apologized to customers for any disappointment, to use its word. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.